Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 2, 2020 to November 6, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On November 2, here were the news. Paxful to roll out crypto debit card for U.S. customers. Opium raises $3.3 million to make exotic crypto derivatives available to all. PBOC governor says successful digital yuan trials have transacted $299 million. Blockchain could make dismantling nuclear warheads more secure, UK report. Bitcoin miners saw 8% revenue increase in October. Binance Labs backed DeFi Credit Union, bringing higher yields to savers in Nigeria. First mover, Bitcoin retreats before US election after dominating crypto in October. On November 3, here were the news. Shanghai, Hong Kong stock exchanges pause Ant Group IPO over regulatory concerns. HSBC carries out Bangladesh's first blockchain letter of credit transaction. Hong Kong's securities watchdog may soon regulate all crypto trading platforms. NIFTX raises $500,000 to build out NFT trading platform. Alameda Research invests $3 million in 3Commas crypto trading platform. U.S. Bitcoin mining firm Layer 1 in legal tussle over power plant ownership. Bitcoin's mining difficulty sees largest percentage drop in 9 years. Zengo joins Visa Fast Track program to get non-custodial crypto cards off the ground. The crypto industry remains mostly unengaged in election 2020. On November 4, here were the news. Australian senator touts blockchain tech for one-touch government. Razor Network raises $3.7 million to prove there's room for more oracles in DeFi. Ethereum 2.0 countdown begins with release of deposit contract. On November 5, here were the news. Permanent Dropbox app launches on Arweave. Election bets drive fee spike at predictions platform Polymarket. Wasabi Wallet 2.0 will offer automatic coin joins by default to boost privacy. Russian hydropower giant opens Bitcoin mining farm. First mover, Bitcoin likes Biden and Fed's Powell as price approaches $15,000. Lightning operators are bracing for a Bitcoin bull run. On November 6, here were the news. Sygnum Bank now stores digital assets with Taurus Group. South Korean crypto firms must disclose users' identities under planned law change. First mover, resistance as futile as Bitcoin breaches $15,000, crypto gets greedy. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.